Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1, that's $1, on any football game this week, and you get $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And just another reminder, this week's Indiana game, it's a night game. If you decide you don't want to battle traffic Saturday night, great way to spend the weekend, go PSURV.com. They have the RV all ready for you, and you get $400 off any RV. If you're interested, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. I know you're a fan of that experience, aren't you, Dusty?
I am, and I have a slogan I'd like to pitch to Mark and to you for now, if you don't mind. You ready?
Go for it.
Don't be an idiot. Choose Go PSURV. All right? Short, sweet, and simple.
I prefer your previous saying, Dustin, which was, it's a tailgate all weekend interrupted by a football game. That's the better route to take. I don't think we should go down the idiot route. Anyway, but I'm not the marketing guy, so who knows. Let's continue our conversation about Penn State Villanova. We will get to the running backs and the offensive line. I want to say positive here for another segment, Dusty. We were talking about the wide receivers and Sean Clifford. And Jahan freaking Dotson, along with Parker Washington, they had a big day, and you have that down in your notes. Dustin, do you want to know how big a day they had? Can I share that with you?
You tell me how big a day they had. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me tell you, Dusty. Did you know they were targeted 12 times, those two receivers? 12 times targeted. 12 times? Do you know how many catches they had?
They combined for, was it 12 for 12?
They were 12 for 12. 12 targets.
I believe that.
12 completions, 265 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I think that's pretty good.
That's not a bad day throwing to those guys. And this was the combination that I think a lot of people are kind of looking for and hoping for. Not to say that Parker Washington hadn't shown up, but I think through 3 weeks he was held under 60 yards by all three of their first opponents and then breaks out with, 148 in those two scores. But if you think about the dynamic of what these guys bring to the table, and I think both of them can make plays down the field better than you would expect a guy who's sub 6 feet, because both of them are. And it's an interesting part of Penn State's offense to have your two best wide receivers both be, you know, a little bit on the small side. But Parker Washington can do some unbelievable work in the middle of the field. Jahan Dotson really does unbelievable work everywhere. But, you know, he's especially a threat, and Penn State has utilized him as such, on the edges. You know, get the ball in his hands, you know, basically, glorified run plays in some of these situations. And opposing defenses have to crash pretty hard on that. And I think they've got to really pay attention to Parker Washington doing work in the middle of the field. And it creates a lot of conflict because Penn State's certainly not afraid to throw it deep either. They've got those tight ends running around. So I really like this combination. And this was the best we've seen them working together to be pretty much unstoppable, both of them.
And we were talking earlier about Sean Clifford, and I think confidence is a big part of his game right now. How much of that, Dustin, is you've used the term catch radius with Jahan Dotson? I think that's the case with Parker Washington also, where as a quarterback, don't you have to be much more confident just knowing, get it in the area, those guys are going to bring it in. I mean, Clifford's thrown some bullets Parker Washington's way, and he's good at catching the ball with his hands. He doesn't need to bring it into his body.
And that has been present since we have first watched him as a recruit. And it's not present for all wide receivers. You know, you see a lot of really talented kids in high school who are body catchers, and that's fine, but they do have to evolve to try to be confident with their hands. And both of these guys, you know, last week I expressed being amazed at Jahan Dotson making that first touchdown catch against Auburn and having the wherewithal to not just get one foot down, but to get both feet in down in bounds and just confident enough to make the catch and shove it to his right hand and finish it with some style. Parker Washington, on his 23-yard touchdown catch, the one where he was open and made that break up the seam of the defense, he could have just let that come into his body and guaranteed that he would catch it, secure it, but he caught that one with his hands too. So there's a situation where he had every option to catch it with his body. He caught it with his hands. And both of these guys, because their hands are so strong and they have such confidence in their hands, it does make their catch radius in the same neighborhood as somebody who's 6'3". You know, I think their ability to make acrobatic catches, their ability to maybe go up and high point the ball is a lot better than probably people had given him the credit for, certainly prior to this season.
And what a difference. Remember a couple years ago when we said these receivers can't get open? And what are we going to do about all those drops?
Yeah. It's a storyline of the past, without a doubt. And Washington and Dotson, you know, and I think that's been one of the big keys of their success. They're smart. They're very, very quick. Dotson is easy to underestimate. Because he's not all that sudden looking. Parker Washington's pretty sudden. And on the 52-yard touchdown catch for him, his ability to bring that ball in, which was thrown in a good trajectory for him to make a play after the catch anyway, credit to Clifford on that one. But he got himself pointed upfield and full speed in an instant. But both of these guys off the line of scrimmage are very, very good. It is just hard to alter them off their routes. And then they're very smart and they sell the routes. They've been taught well by Taylor Stubblefield. So I like their physical attributes, but more and more we're seeing just the ability to get off the line of scrimmage and to get open are two huge things with wide receivers. And these guys are both very good at both things.
And Keandre Lambert-Smith, I don't think has reached that level yet with the others, but he has shown he's a weapon. We saw him a couple games ago with a deep pass. We saw him make a play after the catch. What we've also seen from him has been a couple drops, though. And that, it seems like it's just a lack of focus that he can work on, though.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, and I feel the same way about Kevon Lee to a certain extent, sometimes guys aren't really acclimated to the sporadic nature of their touches. And maybe Keandre Lambert-Smith is so eager to try to prove that he belongs so eager to make a big play because he doesn't see all that much action in a lot of these games. He has very few opportunities to do it. Maybe he's just thinking too big and losing focus. It's the second time that he's done that, though. So it's certainly something that needs to be worked on and drilled on the practice field to make sure he doesn't do it again. You know, unfortunate for Clifford to throw his second interception of the season on a ball that was picture perfect and that shouldn't have been, you know, he shouldn't have been credited with an interception there. But you think that maybe some more experience will help Lambert-Smith iron out those rough points in his game, because you can see, and you certainly saw it with the way he was able to break open that 83-yard touchdown, that he's a very springy, sudden, twitchy kind of athlete. And that's why Penn State has loved him from the get-go. He's got a very athletic skill set. And it showed there, you know, and Parker Washington, kind of the same deal on his touchdown. You just can't, these guys who are a lot slower and less athletic than you, they have to take absolutely perfect angles on you if they want to try to limit those big plays. Villanova, they just clearly haven't seen this type of speed very often because they were in a trail position and never really gave themselves much of a chance to make tackles on these guys.
All right, let's move to the other big topic. This is the glass half empty topic, the running game. Is it the offensive line, the running backs? Do you remember 4 weeks ago when the season started, the one thing we were sure of was the running game? They were deep. They had a lot of options there. Veteran offensive line. Dustin, what happened and what's the fix?
Well, they're certainly not getting much push, and you can express some disappointment in that, and it's fair. And I think there, to a certain extent, expectations, because this is an FCS team, you know, you're going to just be able to, you better beat these guys up or it's going to be a failure. Well, I mean, Villanova has a lot of experienced guys who are pretty tough, pretty sound, know how to get some leverage. And in the trenches like that, you know, the athleticism edge, how much does that really mean when it comes to you're getting tangled up with a guy one-on-one? You either beat the guy or you don't. I thought Villanova was just really, really strong, so they deserve some credit in this. Certainly, you want to see Penn State create more running room. And I do have a few points that I would like to make about this entire thing that have me not so worried about the future. So you think about, like, okay, now they're going to get in some better defenses. What are they going to do? If you can't find balance, this formula is going to come to an end. Well, I don't really agree with that, first of all. Which defense, other than, let's say, Ohio State, is really going to be capable if you're executing well in the short, middle, and deep passing game? Are they really going to be able to take advantage of you? I don't really see anybody on the schedule. The other thing I would say is, it'll be interesting to watch, but Phil Troutwine, those guys got off to a very slow start from a run-blocking perspective last year, too, and turned the corner on the halfway point. You saw how that all ended. So maybe it's just the personality of a Phil Troutwine offensive line, where coming out of camp, they're further ahead from a pass blocking standpoint, or they're behind from a run blocking standpoint. It'll be interesting to see if this is just part of the fiber of this offensive line unit based on the way that they're being taught. So I tend to think that the way that they're executing in the passing game, in the short passing game, They've been able to expose some pretty good defenses so far, and I would include Ball State, and I would include Villanova in that. They've been able to expose these defenses one way or another without really being able to establish that run game yet. I do think that they need to bring it along. James Franklin believes they need to bring it along, but I don't think the formula is doomed if this continues to be a slow go on the running game front. I'm interested to see what tweaks they're going to make. Tweaks on the offensive line played a part in how they played in the second half of last year, too. What can you do to make in terms of changes to try to bring a spark?
Yeah, that will be interesting to see how they will change. But one of the things that I've learned in these first few games from Mike Yurcich is, he'll find something that will work against your defense. You want to stop the run, we'll do something else. You want to stop the deep passes, we'll kill you by a million paper cuts, you know, going short. He has that ability. He has shown that. We're going to pick up the conversation, though, in the next quarter. I want to ask you about the running backs, Dustin. Stay tuned for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.